This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of late summer. The transition week from the black-eyed Susan moon to the blackberry jam moon. The third week of the sun in Leo. When deep summer's wildflowers start to pale, then blackberries redden and turn sweet and black, perfect for cobblers and jam. And then, fittingly enough, the black-eyed Susan moon reaching perigee, its position closest to Earth on August 10th, becomes the blackberry jam moon the very next day. Now, that blackberry jam moon, like all new moons, gives little light, and its faint crescent will have set before the major planets, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars, follow the sunset, and it will offer no light to interfere with the visibility of the Perseid meteors up to 60 in an hour, August 11th through the 13th, in the east, a little after midnight. As you wait for shooting stars, find Perseus well up in the east, leading the first stars of Orion out of the Earth. And then the Perseid meteors will emanate from that corner of the sky and shoot out to find Pegasus above you. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of late summer. In the meantime, plan your nighttime vigil. Go out after dark and look for Venus in the west and Jupiter and Saturn and Mars along the southern horizon. And by the time Venus and Jupiter have set, then begin watching for the Perseid meteors. And if you stay up all night, you might see Saturn and Mars disappear, and then you might watch the new blackberry jam moon rising before the sun. Poor Will's Almanac for 2019 is now available. You can order your copy on Amazon.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.